Tesla machine.
Hi, is Kelly there?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Okay. Hi, this is Kelly.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly, this is Danny with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
All right.
Good. Hey, just wanted to touch base with you on some offers we sent out to the business a couple weeks back. Looks like it was, you know, the offers are based on some financing it did with Magnolia Financial back in 2012. So basically, we had the business pre-approved for some equipment finance and working capital up to about 250K. So yeah, I just want to touch base with you and see what kind of plans or projects you have lined up, you know, this summer.
None right now. I've been slow for the past year or two.
Ah, no kidding. The past year or two? Is it,
Yeah, what do you think's coming? Two jobs that went to China. One of them went to China and I almost put me out of business.
Wow, went to China. Have you been noticing a lot of that happening?
Well, that job's starting to come back now.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
so it went away.
Yeah, it went away, and they found out they just got jumped from there, so they're bringing it back here, I guess. That's what they say.
Huh, is that pretty, you know, the trend normally? They usually come and go, like the markets change like that?
No, usually when they go, but I guess they're having a lot of trouble with quality issues and stuff and deliveries.
Right, well, it makes sense, you know. I don't think they have as strict regulations over there in China. Yeah. Okay. Well, we do equipment financing. We also do working capital, which is unsecured cash.
Yeah, and I don't think my credit would stand none of that anyway.
Well, actually,
pretty bad bind there for about a year.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we understand that. Our working capital is actually a sales based loan. It's, we're able to free up 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash. So they do take credit into consideration, but it's mainly based off sales, and we work we work with creditors, you know, A to D, as long as you don't have like any current, you know, liens or anything like that. As long as you have everything, you know, payments in place, then we're able to do work with you. Like, to give you an example, what were gross annual sales like last year for you?
Like 350.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, off that, we'd be able to get you around, you know, 35, you know, probably around 50,000. Is there anything, you know, you could do with that to benefit the business?
Oh, yeah. Shoot, yeah. Some of my machines need some work. What kind of interest rate is that?
Right, and that, those range because it is, you know, terms. So it is terms, so like, it's a short-term loan, so it's 3 months, you know, on to 3 years being the longest term. But most first-time customers are right there in the 24-month mark. So that really, it ranges because they don't put an APR, like a line of credit, you know, or, you know, a mortgage, for example. It's more like a fixed cost. So let's say you take out, you know, $10,000. They charge you 10 cents on the dollar. You pay back 11, you know, over whatever term you decide. Yeah, so it's easier for businesses to see exactly what they're looking at, so they're not having to calculate anything. You could, you know, make sense of it a lot easier because everything's right there, like the amount taken out and total payback.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, it's a really simple...
Can you email me something? Let me look it over?
Yeah. What's a good email for you?
Hillside91.
Okay.
@AOL.com.
@AOL.com. Okay, and... I'll send it over in about 15 minutes, and what would you, you know, use the funds for?
Probably equipment repair. I've got a couple of them that needs a little TLC. They're still running, but
right.
I've been worried about them. I got one I've been running 8 years and hadn't done anything to it. And it's got a couple little issues that I need to get fixed and things.
Right, and
I need
do you
a new saw too?
A new saw? Okay. And how much are the saws generally?
About 20 grand if I buy a new one.
20 G's if you got a new one. Okay. And that too, I mean, we do have equipment financing programs. And with, I mean, your credit trouble, it might affect it a little bit, but we could also see what we could do in that end. That way, you know, we could get you that saw for 20 grand, and then that way it wouldn't touch the working capital. So you'd still have 50,000, you know, to mess around with how you see fit for the business. Because a lot of people kind of use lines of credit, you know, to buy equipment, which is smart, but at the same time, it's like there's other options out there that could be beneficial to the business. And now, I mean, when do you need this by?
I mean, I don't know. I ain't in no big hurry. Just right. Everything's still running right now, but I've got a lot of work coming, it looks like.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, this would be able to...
I got a new customer, and that, like I say, that old existing customer that y'all went to China is coming back. I got my second purchase order for those parts.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, what company is it that you're working with?
The end user is Komatsu.
Oh, Komatsu, no kidding. That's a big company. And
oh, yeah.
You do,
so yeah, you it do, was about a $350,000 a year job.
Wow.
They yanked it and went to China.
And now they're coming back?
Yeah.
Did you give them
the guys that worked at the company that I do for. It's a company that makes, like, weldments for Komatsu. And they for me and weld them together. And the company that I was doing it closed up and went back to Canada when Komatsu decided to send this stuff to China. And then two of the guys that worked there went together and bought it and opened it back up.
Right.
Now they're the ones sending me the parts.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. And do you have, like, use press brakes, you know, brake press?
No, that's sheet metal. I do machining, milling machines and lathes.
Oh, CNCs, yeah, the big ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys have lasers, too, over there? Like,
No. One of my biggest customers, that's what they have. They have a sheet metal shop. They have lasers and press brakes and
right.
stuff like that. And
yeah.
they don't have a machine shop, so they send me all their machine work.
Oh, that's great. You had that relationship.
They just got a huge contract from Krispy Kreme.
Oh.
All the stuff that goes in the stores, you know, the fryers and the things that make the donuts, the conveyors, the ovens, everything.
Right.
Krispy Kreme's closing their shop in Raleigh and because they can't find any people. All the old people are retiring, and they can't find any new young people to run it.
That's right.
So they're subbing all of it out to my customer. They're going to close their shop and sub it all out, and it's huge. I mean, huge. I got 129 drawings.
Wow, already?
Yeah, and we got the PO for the prototype for the first one.
Mm-hmm.
It's due in August, the end of August, and after that, they're going to do 10 to 12 of them at a time, 10 to 12 units at a time. Supposedly 50 to 80 stores a year.
Well, that's really big. And that's...
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. I don't even know if I can keep up with it. They were going to give it all. They were going to spread it out between two or three shops, but then they decided they want to give it all to me.
Hey, there you go. And when does that start up for you over there?
I'm waiting on the material to get here for the prototype now.
That's great.
I've been
working
on a quote for a couple months, and they finally got everything all hammered out, and they got the purchase order for the prototype, and I sent them a list of materials, so I'm waiting on that material to get here now.
Mm-hmm. Then you can start working on it.
Mm-hmm. But that could be, for them, it's upwards of $9 million a year. And
wow.
For me, it's probably $200,000 to $400,000 a year.
Wow, so that's quite, I mean,
if all this comes back, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, maybe that stuff comes back from China and then this job takes off like it's looking like. And
you take a long vacation.
That's pretty big, so.
Right. And then
but it's better than it used to be. I had one customer that's been like 85% of my business the whole time I've been in business.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
That is, because is that the one that left? Or?
No, No, they've been there. I've been with them 15 years.
Yeah, see, that's great that you have that relationship, but at the same time, you know, if something were to happen.
Down, yeah.
Right. Well, yeah, it sounds like you got some, you know, big things coming up, and, you know, I definitely think we'd be able to help you out and get something going for you. You know, it's a real simple process with us to get, you know, an answer, an approval. It's just a one-page application. You know, it's really simple. And then it would be, 6 months business bank statements. Because they just look at the cash flow of the company, you know, obviously, so they don't give you anything that's a burden. And then it would be your most recent tax return. If you got an extension on 2015, 2014's works.
Okay.
Do you have all those documents available?
Yeah, I can round them up. They're here.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll go ahead and shoot over that email. It's hillside91@aol.com. And just with the application and the list of documents we'll need, when do you think you can get everything over to me so I can get this going for you?
I don't know. I'm really busy right now. It'd probably take me a couple of days.
Okay. So what are you thinking, like Thursday, Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll circle back with you on Thursday just to see if you have any questions or anything. And I'll go ahead and send over that email to you in about 15 minutes.
All right.
Well, yeah, sounds good, Kelly. Sounds like you got some good things coming up, and I'd like to get this going for you and see if we can get you.
It's been a rough couple of years.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. A lot of machine shops, you know, are saying that, you know, it's been a rough year, especially this year. It's election year. People are kind of holding off, you know, waiting to see what happens.
Yeah.
But, I'll definitely, send it over to you and get it going. And do you have, like, lines of credit or anything like that?
No.
Available? No, okay. And have you tried to go to your bank, you know, to...
No, I hadn't. Because, I got some hits on my credit where I was late with stuff.
Right. And that's,
but
you know...
I wasn't even planning on trying to get nothing, you know, trying to do anything.
Right. And, yeah...
Trying to do it with cash when it starts coming in.
Mm-hmm. And I know, like, that's, you know... It's tough, you know, to do that as a business owner, but, you know, us being a business bank, and we have multiple avenues to go down, so we definitely can get you, you know, an answer as soon as possible, and you know, see where you stand with us.
All right.
All right, well, I'll send that over to you in about 15 minutes, and then I'll touch base with you on Friday.
All right.
All right, Kelly. Well, thanks for your time.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.